pretty normal. But obviously you're a little overwhelmed with the whole media day and everything, and it's definitely a cool experience and a very memorable one. And you know, I don't think I've soaked it in as much as I should, because I'm trying to stay on that plan. You know, football players, we're all creatures of habit, and you know, trying to stay in the same routine is crucial to the week.
I know you've been asked this question a thousand times, but has it been harder learning the Patriots offense or the Patriots defense?
I mean, you know, the offense is pretty hard, just because of all, you know, the terminology and, you know, the memorization of, you know, all the formations and everything. But with the defense, they've kind of dumbed it down for me, to say. You know, they've helped me out big time for letting me speak in offensive terms and translating it into defensive terms, because there's like two different languages. And I'm getting it down a little bit now. But it's, you know, the transitioning to playing some of the nickel has definitely been a little crazy, too.
When you put your head on the pillow at night, do you envision coming through the tunnel here at Lucas Oil Stadium right before, you know, the big game, and listening to the crowd and knowing that you're playing in the biggest sporting event in the world?
You know, I haven't really thought of that yet. I'm more thinking of just day-to-day stuff with you know, preparing for the Giants. But I have had that dream, not necessarily Lucas Financial or Lucas
Oil
Stadium, you know, I've definitely had that dream of, you know, coming out and getting to play in the Super Bowl, and it's definitely very exciting. And but right now, you know, you gotta try to just keep a routine, like I said, and you know, prepare for the battle on Sunday.
Have you been asked any crazy questions today on media day?
Not yet.
You're waiting though.
I mean, I don't know. I'm waiting. But we'll see.
Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you
so much.
Yeah. Thank you. You're Sunday Spander from the Examiner in San Francisco.
How you doing?
Good. You. Tell me about your CSM years and year. Where'd you go to high school?
Woodside.
You went to Woodside.
Woodside High.
And do you have any offers out of high school at all?
I did not. I wanted to go to City because they were recruiting a running back. Do you remember Tyrese Jacks?
Yes.
But they didn't recruit me, so you know, I happily went to College of San Mateo, which was probably one of the best decisions of my life. Met some great coaches.
Bill Walsh's alma mater. And
Bill
Dick
Walsh,
Vermeil and,
Dick Vermeil, John Madden,
right,
Bill
that's...
Ring. I mean, the list goes on. It's got a lot of great alumni.
And then you end up going back east.
Yeah. I wanted to play quarterback at a junior college, and so I went that route. And Kent State came after my first year. You know, you had to be – I was a qualifier at high school and didn't get recruited and all that, and decided to go to junior college to try to get re-recruited, and, you know, ended up at Kent State, which was a great experience.
Okay. Did you know anything at all about Kent State before you – did you know the 70s
thing? I did. The thing is, I do remember the 70s thing. I remember learning at Woodside.
Okay.
But I didn't – I had no clue where it was, what it was. And it was definitely a new experience going to the Midwest.
Yeah, as a West Coast guy.
Well, we're very different over there, but it was definitely a fun experience, and you get to meet different people and experience all that.
Brady, I knew Brady's background, and you know his dad had season tickets to the Niners. Way up, did you go to many Niners or Raiders or Stanford or anything else?
I used to go to the East-West Shrine Game every year when they had it at Stanford.
Uh-huh.
I went to a bunch of Niners games, Giants games. You know, I went to a couple Raiders games, Warriors games. I mean, I've been to an A's game. You know, a huge Bay Area sports fan growing up, and you know, it's definitely exciting to see them, you know, have success this year.
Quick question, man. Pierre Garçon.
Oh, hey, babe, Pierre, how you doing, bud?
Hey, I think you have the possibility of being an MVP of the game, offense and defensive player. What do you think about that?
What?
You be the Super Bowl MVP, offense and defense. Come on, you know. That's
you know, Pierre, I'm not really thinking about that right now.
I think you got the possibility. You know, you're doing well all year. Last week, you had Anquan Boldin. this week you got somebody else.
It could happen.
You know, you just need one catch to make a big play.
Anything can happen. There's an opportunity ahead of us.
How's Indianapolis treating you?
It's great. At St. Elmo's last night.
Stay away from my locker, all right?
I think I'm in there.
All right. Nice to see you. Nice to see you, bud.